Hello.
Hi, we got cut off again, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just leaving you a voicemail.
Oh, no wonder. Okay. What can I do for you?
I got a question. Are you versed in like networks and all that and IT?
No.
Not really? Okay.
No, you're having like a IT issue?
Yeah, that's why I want to outsource my marketing. One thing I noticed for sure is whenever I'm talking to you on my landline,
yeah,
the call sounds really distant and it's delayed.
Yeah.
But whenever I'm talking to you on a mobile line,
yeah, earlier it was hard for me to hear you too. It was really strange. And that was the landline, right? The 5810?
Yeah. That's the number that I want customers to contact me on, because I don't want people having my personal number.
Yeah, that's the way I have it set up on the account. I have the for client calls going to 5810, and then this number is on there as a secondary just for internal purposes, like if we needed you because it's your cell. But we're not going to publish this number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, were you wanting to get set up now, or did you just have more questions? Or
can we do it tomorrow?
That would be perfect, because we work 7 to 4 Pacific time, and it's 4:06 right now. So I was just logging off when I saw you called. So I thought, I'll call him back just to see what he needed. But, yeah, if you'd rather do it tomorrow, that would be better for me, too, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm excited, and I'm just thinking about it. I'm in a situation to where I need to get as much business as I can soon as possible. Why delay it? I need to try to see, you know, just put the investment in and see what happens. So I want to – now, my Google service, I don't know if this is part of the services that y'all provide. I have a local service ads page that was approved.
Oh, good for you. That's really good. That's Google guaranteed.
Yeah, but it didn't work out for me because they sent me a lead, and then it was like a bot, or it was a marketing agency, and then they charged me $400 for it, and I think I still owe them.
Oh, okay. So I can ask our LSA department tomorrow. I don't think the $400 was for just that one lead. It was probably just your activation budget if it was your first one, because that's how we work, is we would, for instance, do the application with the client, which you've already passed the background check and all that. Once that's approved, we charge 13 leads up front as the activation budget. And then that works like an escrow account where each month, let's say that, you know, the client only took 2 leads in the month. The next month, they just replenish the bucket and they pay those 2 leads. They don't have to pay the whole 13 leads again. So I think that if you got charged $400, I would imagine that that's just what, you know, one lead, which Google should be monitoring that for you. And if it's not valid, you know, they should, you know, actually credit it back.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But I can ask that LSA department tomorrow for sure and just, you know, make sure that we're all on the same page. But, yeah, that's something that you already have. But, yeah, that's about right, because I looked it up earlier for you, and it said that the leads for your industry and your area would be $30.76 to $47 per lead. So if you multiply the 3076 by 13, that equals 400 exactly. So I think they charged you for 13 leads, but that's...
But I didn't even get 2.
Oh, so after you took that one, they stopped?
Yeah, I didn't get any more calls, and then they billed me the full 400.
Is your ad still up? If you Google it, do you still have the space up there with the little check mark next to your name?
They said it's paused because I haven't made the payment yet. So whenever I make the payment.
Okay. Yeah, that's awkward. Yeah. Well, we'll look into that tomorrow because we have an LSA department. That's no problem. We'll look into it. But, yeah, for right now, we need to get this local map optimization, you know, squared away for you, because you'll see really good results with this too. Okay.
That sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm, like I said, there's no point in continuing to delay it. I might as well just take the chance, and hopefully we can keep this alive and it works. So, I mean, I have a good website, really nice pictures. I have references that, you know, people can call. I have completed projects that people can could see. So I'm pretty established, pretty well established.
Yep. And if you're not getting exposure, then you could be the most established business in town. But if you're not getting exposure, nobody knows that, right? So that's what will help. We'll help showcase all of that for you online.
Okay.
All right. Yes. So I'll call you in the morning. I get in around 9 o'clock your time. So you want me to call you maybe like between 9 and 10, something like that?
Let's do, let me see. I probably will, my body wakes up early like that, but I probably won't.
I like your style.
my Caucasian, yes, sir, that's it. My Caucasian rhythm is pretty good. No, but,
yeah.
But, I probably want to go to the bank until like, around noon, so I can make arrangements to put all the funds on my card.
Okay, so you want me to call you like maybe around 1?
That's perfect.
Okay, you got it. I'll call you tomorrow around 1 and we'll get you squared away then, okay?
Thank you, Tina. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good evening.
All right, bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Oh.